football fans, the game is over. Welcome to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
2-2. And it is not quite yet a final as we welcome you into the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Coming up in minutes when this one goes final. There he is, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Tim Allen, live here at the Wisconsin State Fair. The 175th running of the Wisconsin State Fair. Aaron Morris in the studio. Aaron, you're looking super today, too. Just want to let you know.
Thank you.
Okay. Contreras just flew out. I think it went foul, but it was caught for the second out of the inning. Brewers two on, two
Contreras,
out.
Contreras, you mean Churio?
I'm sorry, Churio.
I was like, my screen is way off here if I'm watching it online.
In the top of the ninth inning, and you had walks in the inning from Hamilton and Ortiz setting the table with just the one out. But now you got to leave it up to Bryce Terang. Ooh, come on. Come on, baby. This is a game. You want to talk about a nail-biter and a playoff-type feel, this is it. Dustin May was outstanding today.
Two of three games, you had a lead late, 2-1. And both games, you blew the lead. Both games. You should have won Monday, and you certainly should have won today. Where is Uribe? Is he hurt?
Well, let's catch people up here on that. Dustin May went out there for the eighth inning, walked the leadoff man. That's when he was lifted. Now, you can make the argument that he never should have started the eighth inning.
Well, if it was get on base and you're out, that was, you know,
that was probably the deal.
What you was allowed told to him. You can go out there, but if you give up a base runner, I'm pulling you.
Chad Patrick was summoned from the bullpen with one on, nobody out in that eighth inning. Brewers up 2-1. Chad Patrick, not Abner Uribe.
Was Uribe even up?
I'm not sure.
Crazy.
1-2 count.
I couldn't have, because then they brought Ashby in after Patrick.
1-2 count on Terang. Now, yeah, so Chad Patrick gets a ground ball double play, but then he walks a man. He's in trouble there. They go to get Ashby, and Ashby's a little wild. There's a wild pitch in there. He had some issues, and two on, two out. First and second, this was, for Ashby with two outs. And he got Cronenworth to roll over on one, and they just couldn't make the play at first. And Tatis scored from second base on that play.
Ridiculous.
Well, of course, you know, runners in motion, and you get a head start. And should it have been Patrick to start? Should it have been Ashby after you lifted Patrick?
It was 2-1. Neither of your high-leverage relievers pitched yesterday.
And he struck out.
Gary Sanchez pitched yesterday. Not Uribe, not McGill. You're up 2-1 on the road. I don't understand.
Go to your hammers.
Go to your hammers. Unless he's hurt. I don't know. I don't think we know if he's hurt.
I think it's going to be matchups.
My God.
Because Patrick's stuff against those hitters, I could see that.
Uribe has been untouchable
against anybody
for over a month.
Against anybody.
Why are we screwing around with this? I know he's in love with Chad Patrick. I know. Fine, I get it. But when you're up 2-1, whether it's this game, a damn playoff game, a World Series game, and Uribe and McGill can pitch, they pitch. I don't care if it's Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, and Luke Garrett coming up to bat. Those are your guys in the eighth and ninth inning. Pitch them.
Pitch them. I was surprised to see Patrick out of that pen picking up for Dustin May. Now, again, to rewind even before that, again, there's three different arguments to make here. One, do you just go to Uribe and end it in the eighth and ninth inning with McGill? Do you just go to your guys? Dustin, you did a great job. It's seven innings of one-run ball on one of the hottest teams in baseball. I think you'll take that. All right, so there's a great song being played. There's some great bands at State Fair here. You know that? So
yep.
If you guys love live music, I like Summerfest too, and it's just live band after live band after live band. But I will say this about the State Fair. In what I've heard, I'm liking this talent in terms of the local bands.
No doubt. So,
Hey, real quick, Aaron, check the sound on YouTube, please. I think it's either low or they're having issues hearing us on the YouTube feed. I saw a band earlier today. Before I went on it for the leadoff show at 2 o'clock, I got here like an hour early. So I was like, I'm going to go walk around, see if there's any food or whatever.
Yeah.
And I heard a sound, and I followed the sound, Tim Allen. I followed the sound. I kept following it till I found it. A dude was singing Frankie Valli, a Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons
song.
Nice.
And that's you.
And was singing it well.
Oh, with like, that with high the falsetto.
Yes. I was like, who is this? So I kept walking and walking. And where it used to be Rapina's, where they have like the back area where the picnic tables, they have a stage with lights and the whole deal, and it's all covered. Now it's Camp Bar. They run that now. And the band was in there, a three-piece band called Dirty Boogie. And I don't know. Relatively older, probably 40s, 50s, maybe, singing two guitars and a drummer, and they were awesome.
I'm just saying that this talent here is really, really good. All right, so Trevor McGill not in there for the ninth inning.
They better be hurt.
Who is that pitching, Aaron?
Ashby.
That's still Ashby.
Ashby.
And yeah. It's McGill up in the pit. Uribe must be off limits today.
Or he's, like I said, or he's hurt. Maybe a suitcase dropped on his hand last night.
He's playing matchups with hammer leverage dudes.
Dumb.
Why? I'm not sure. I'm not sure why. But again, you could go back to Dustin May's seven innings of one-run ball and just go with Uribe in the eighth, McGill in the ninth, get out of town, you salvage a game. It's a 2-1 nail-biter. That just didn't happen today. A walk to lead off that eighth inning and then Chad Patrick in. He got into some trouble. Aaron Ashby got into some trouble. And now it's Ashby again. You're playing matchups here. Is this Merrill? I think it is.
They're showing McGill warming up in the pen on TV right now. And now they're showing it's France, Ty France.
Oh, it's France. Okay. All right, so 2-2. And that's a foul ball. All right, so 2-2 game. Brewers.
I'm looking at the beat writers. So Kurt Hoag is there in San Diego from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I had him on live from the dining room of the press box. But they got some high-end food in San Diego for those press people, let me tell you. So he was on during the leadoff show today, and he said, when Patrick came in, Chad Patrick relieves Dustin May after a leadoff walk in the eighth, not Abner Uribe, and then he put intrigue. Was Kurt Hoag's thing. McKelvey didn't even bring anything up about Abner Uribe. So I'm guessing this will get asked after the game to Mr. Pat Murphy. Where is Abner Uribe?
Yeah, we'll find out once this one goes final a little bit later on. We're going to be with you guys until 8 o'clock tonight. We're broadcasting live here at the 175th Wisconsin State Fair. Tim and Sparky on location here. And Aaron Ashby in. Now this is... Okay,
Warjohn so is up in the bullpen for the Padres.
We really took apart the pitching changes in this game, all right? Late pitching changes, obviously. Well, now let's go to the offense, why they're in this predicament. And I'll just say this. As important as those changes are in the back end, there's a strikeout from Ashby. That's nice. As important, and I'm not going to weight one over the other, but I will say this, that if you'd have told me that Robbie Ray only went four innings in this game and threw 84 pitches, I'd say, yeah, Brewers offense did their job. Four or five runs on the board against Ray, ran them out after four.
Nope.
That didn't happen.
They are, Adam McKelvey tweeted a little bit ago, 2-for-24 with runners in scoring position in this series right now.
In this series. 9 for their last 56. 1-for-8 in this game. It might be 1-for-9 now. I think it's 1-for-9.
You will get swept by the Dodgers if these numbers stay relevantly the same in the next four-game series. You're going to get swept.
Yeah, the numbers got to come up. You're going to have to. And again, runners in scoring position. They got hot earlier this year, and that's when you get rolling on the offense and it lays off the bullpen. And here again, this is interesting to note, though. You're going Ashby for extended play here right now. You already used Chad Patrick in not a great situation.
Guess who's up?
And there's a base up.
Jackson Merrill's up. Jackson Merrill. The guy that won the game on Monday.
A double.
Oh, my God.
Why isn't this McGill?
I mean, if he hits a double here, The live stream is behind the radio that Tim has in his ear right now.
Yeah.
That was an 0-2 pitch.
On 0-2, too fat on 0-2.
And it shouldn't have been more than a single, to be honest with you.
What Ashby does is allows traffic. That's what he does. What have we been talking about, yeah, Stevie, the last couple of weeks or so? Move Ashby back to where he's super successful. Swiss Army knife. You need him in the fifth, go to him. You need him in the sixth, go to him.
Use him like Hader got used, yes, when he was young. Yes.
But this high leverage in the eighth inning against a really hot offensive team, I'm not sure that's a good matchup. All right, so they're going to lift Ashby now. Runner at second base. That's the winning run,
yep,
sitting there with one out. Well, you want to join us while you watch the game.
So Campusano is next then.
I think so.
Because Campusano came in for Hayes in the lineup, it looks like.
Nicolay Law talking text line at 414-677-1250. That's 414-677-1250.
Just take a break, and then we'll on when this thing ends, when they win it.
Well, no, that's not going to happen. Uh-oh, here comes the trolley. Is that the piano man? Where's my piano man?
We haven't seen him since the last time you were here.
Did I run him out?
He's gone.
I want to get up there and sing one with him.
Yes, I know. We're all set. Sam's got his phone ready to shoot video of it. We've had this planned out all day, and we haven't seen the man all day.
All right, it's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show that is on the way officially in minutes, but we're on relief for that show as it's a 2-2 game. Game's still going on, a little bit longer. If they win this game, I'll call it a good game. If they lose this game, oh boy, getting swept in San Diego, leading into L.A. for four, we need to unpack that.
And you lead into Drouin and Gassers, your next two guys. It's not Mizorowski tomorrow to stop the bleeding. It's Drouin and Gassers, yeah, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, that's concerning. Well, I don't know. Drouin's been good, man. He's having a good year. All right, we're here in the Wisconsin State, Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios here at the State Fair. The mobile studios talking about a Brewers hopefully win, but they're going to have to go into extras to get it done. 2-2 in the ninth, and we're talking about it. Stick around. Welcome back. Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show is coming up, but in effect, we are talking Brewers baseball right now all along the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network here in the mobile studios at the State Fair. Tim and Sparky in a 2-2 game that Garrett Mitchell just saved.
Head first dive, ooh, running in on a sprint towards second base and center field, laid out on his belly. Caught the ball and is not hurt.
There was a runner at second base with two outs for the Padres in the bottom of the ninth inning, and McGill was summoned from the pen, got the first out, his first out, but the second out of the inning after Ashby exited the game, and then that play right there from Mitchell as the Brewers now head to the 10th inning. And is it going to be McGill in the bottom half? Or will it be Uribe? What if it is Uribe? It would make total sense at this point.
Yeah, it makes him look like a swami.
My guess is if it's Sensatella, my guess is going to be that there's something going on with Uribe, that he was off limits today. I'm not saying he's hurt, just that they had designated him off limits today.
Let's hope that's not the case.
In terms of workload or whatever it might be.
Sensatella just got here, but I don't trust him. Not in this situation, not against this offense. This team knows Sensatella really well. He was with the Rockies. This lineup knows Sensatella. Like, okay. I do not want Sensatella in this game, in this situation.
Mora Hone in, and that's a tough customer for the San Diego Padres. Brewers with that automatic runner at second base.
Why does he call himself Mora John? It says Mora John. Why is it Mora Hone? Why not Mora John?
Well, that's, I don't know.
I thought you knew all this stuff.
Why is it Pfeiffer and not Pfeiffer?
Great question. It may have been when they came over and we changed it at some point. I don't know.
So now you, again, is this a pinch hitter here?
Lara.
That's Lara to pinch hit for who?
Lara's pinch hitting for Vaughn, baby.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Standing ovation, Murph. Yeah. Pat Murphy, Manager of the Year, baby, two straight years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're loving it here at the State Fair, too.
I'm pretty sure Lara came in defensively. He's not specifically pinch hitting.
Well, that's where he is in the lineup.
Yeah,
he just Lace of Vaughn.
Right.
Correct.
He's not specifically pinch hitting. He was in already.
Well, they knew where he was going in the lineup when they brought him in. Let's not act like they didn't know what they were doing.
And I think they missed that on the radio call because Grindle just said he's pinch hitting for Vaughn. So they may have missed that one.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Thought he was in on defense.
Take a look. Chopper in front of the mound. They're calling it a foul ball. Okay, so runner at second base. Find a way to win this game. And I think you get right to a degree, at least on this road trip, you have some hope to get to 4-3 or 3-4.
Right, you're 1-2, split with the Dodgers, you're 3-4.
That's right.
No big deal, that's fine.
That's right.
For me, that's a good enough trip. You don't have to be any better than that.
Now, with Lara up here, again, we'll go into the strategy of extra innings.
It's 1-2. He could have just dropped the bunt down, got Mitchell the third.
I would have bunted.
He didn't even attempt one. He never even squared up to attempt one. Maybe they don't think he can bunt.
Most managers will not do that on the road.
Why?
That's my point. Well, because someone that is respected, and I don't know who, but everyone believes, you automatically play for the crooked number. That's what somebody once said, and everyone believed it. I don't agree with that. Now, are there times where you don't bunt on the road tied in the 10th? Yes, there are. I think that depends on matchups. I think that depends on the game. I think that depends on who you have pitching in the bottom of the 10th inning.
And who's hitting in that part of the order.
In that part of the order, correct.
Lara would be a guy you would ask to bunt.
And the end game for me would be, I like to have a lead with a really good... And Terang is thrown out trying to steal?
Get out of here. Come on, man. Are you serious? Yep. Is that what happened?
I think so.
The stream is behind here from Brewers TV, so I'm going to see it on the stream now. That was a high pitch. Oh, yeah. Got him easily.
Lara came in defensively in the eighth inning, by the way.
He did. Okay.
That was a 2-2 pitch that he ran on. Manager of the year.
I don't understand. See,
manager
now,
of
in
the
a
year.
Game like this where runs and or hits are hard to come by.
Was it close?
In a tightly contested ball game, this would be one of those situations where I got Luis Lara, who hasn't been lighting it up lately offensively. Take what you can get there. And a called third strike,
of course.
Two down.
This is what I'd like to know. Did he have the green light to run whenever he wanted to run? Because he's Bryce Terang. So was it... You go whenever you want to go, any time in the game. I'm never going to say no, Bryce. You're a smart baseball player. Yeah. I trust you. Is that what it is? Because I'm guessing, and I'm guessing he ran on his own. I would love to know Murphy's reaction to that one.
Probably. He had just open game.
Open game. Go
if
when you
think
want.
You got it, go get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now there's nobody on base and two outs in the top of the 10th.
Not in time. There's
in
an
San
infield
Diego.
Single.
In San Diego.
There's an infield single. Extends the inning now. Who's up? Contreras. Bowers.
Oh, that was a weak chopper to third.
Yeah, buddy.
It counts. He's on.
So now you're going to pinch run Yelich and have him steal?
Yelich? No. Absolutely not.
Again, guys, I know there's times to play for the crooked
number.
Does he
pinch hit Yelich for Contreras in the DH spot?
Yeah. 6-7, which
shut
which
up.
One?
You're 6-7
stuff. Which one you want?
Because, I mean, it's Contreras, then it's Sanchez, then Mitchell, and then you've got that crap at the end with Hamilton
get a
and
hold
Ortiz.
Of one. Wow, Bill, get a hold of one now. Bail him out. Bail that play out.
He needs it.
You made the first out at third base. What is the sin? Uh-oh. Nope. Just a playable fly ball to center. And the bottom of the 10th is on its way as the Brewers and Padres are deadlocked at two apiece. Let's go back to that strategy in the 10th inning.
Oh, good.
If you bunt him over, here's my end game, and you guys have heard this quite a bit as of late, because they are playing their fair share of extra inning games. I like leads.
McGill's coming
like leads.
Back out, by the way.
Yeah, I like leads. I totally enjoy when you lead in extra innings. I don't care if it's the bottom. I don't care if it's the top. I don't care where. just I like leads. Agreed. Leads, just give me a lead. Give me a lead. Yep. I'll take my chances. So you get a one run lead. Say you only play for one run. That's usually a pretty decent sized Brewers rally these days, is a single run.
You're right about that.
You play for the one run. And then in the bottom half, you're up one. It's just like giving up a leadoff double. We've seen how many times either McGill or Uribe or any of these guys have given up a leadoff double in any inning and just worked around it. But you can't get there until you have the lead. You had Lara up. You want to check his numbers in the last few weeks?
No, he's hitting like $1.50.
They ain't good.
No, he's been horrible.
And you wanted him. Now, again, here's another premise that I think a lot of managers and the industry will go with. Some say that with the runner at second and nobody out, it's almost as if you get a free shot at a base hit. You get a free shot because you're trying to hit the ball to the right side, whether you're a lefty, going to pull it over there,
right,
or a righty, go the other way. And if it gets through, that's like a freebie. And if it doesn't, then it works as a bunt.
Correct.
To move him over. And there's no guarantee. The other thing, I'm playing both sides here just to spell out all the facts. There's no guarantee that Lara even gets the bunt down when you call for it.
You never tried it.
You have to consider that,
like,
though.
If he goes to bunt the first time and he pops it up and goes foul, or he bunts it foul, and you're like, yeah, that's ugly. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Well, then take the bunt sign off and let him swing. But again, or they simply don't trust him. But you let Bagel up there to try a bunt multiple times with his hands wrapped around the damn bat.
Well, okay.
I mean, seriously.
Now you get bottom of the 10th inning here. Now, if you're the Padres.
Here comes Bogarts. He already has a homer today.
He's going to bunt.
I don't know.
Let's see.
He's got a home run already, so they let him swing.
No, they swung away.
Yeah.
They popped it up.
They're going to let him swing. He's got a home
run. And he popped it up. And that's one out.
Question for you guys on the strategy side.
Wouldn't it be nice to have
things?
The lead right now?
Sure would.
If that's going to happen,
it'd be two
that's Trevor McGill right there.
Yep.
Fernando Tatis Jr. here to set up a double play with one out?
I would highly consider it.
Who's behind Tatis?
The guy that won't be named, and Jake Cronenworth.
Ah, Renjifo.
Oh, hell yes. Yes, I would.
And you set up the double play then.
And they're going to do
Renjifo
it.
Bring Renjifo to the plate.
I think I play this out a little bit. I see how the early in the count goes. If you fall behind and got to feed him, I just put him on. I think that's the way they probably are going to run this. But, yeah. See, now, there's a prime example of why wouldn't you bunt there? I don't understand.
They intentionally walked Tatis.
They put him on.
Yep.
Okay.
First and second. Okay, good job, Aaron. Called that one.
Nicely done.
Now Renjifo. And now Murphy is going.
No, Mo
and now, Murphy is going, Trevor, you better not let him do it. That's all I'm going to tell you. You better not let him do it or you're walking to L.A. He beats us twice. It's over. Brewers fans are going to lose their minds if he gets a hold of one here.
It's 0-1 after a swing and a miss, 98. So he's pitching. I mean, this Trevor McGill can get out of this thing.
It kind of looks like Eric Thames a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it's Renjifo that did it? Or that's participating in all this nonsense?
No, not really.
I mean, he drew a walk back in the eighth inning. I mean, yeah, so Trevor
McGill.
He's got
McGill a single, too. He's one for three with a single and a walk, yeah.
Yep. And there's a challenge by Sanchez right there.
He's been horrible at doing that, so.
And he's not going to win.
Told you.
No.
He's been horrible.
Again, what does this mean with a win? The extremes, it's a pretty big dynamic range here from top to bottom on a win and a loss.
Huge.
It really is. And you hate to put everything on this, but again, I sound like a broken record here. This is on this offense as much as any change, and he popped him up. And Ortiz is going to make that catch. This is as much the offense as it is on Murph's decisions. This is as much on this offense. Let's not forget about this offense, guys. Let's not forget about it. they're not good right now. They'll bust out of it, but right now you work within those parameters, don't you? You know you're not rolling well.
But, Tim, if you know you're not rolling well, then you drop the hammer when you have the lead with the bullpen. He didn't do that.
Or play for the one run.
Or, in that, yes, play for the one run in extra innings, yes.
Because that's a big rally these days for the Brewers, getting that scratch run. But that in this situation, I would have done it. This would have been a slam dunk. I want you to bunt, Lara. Now, if he fails on the bunt, then I send Terang.
For the second out, potentially. Right? You're saying for the second out?
For the second out.
Right. Yeah. Well, so be it. I don't think I'd ever send the runner to try and
steal
third. Both
runners move up. Cronenworth up. And
stole third.
That was a double steal. Yep. That was a straight-up double steal.
That was a horrible throw. It was a horrible throw. Ortiz had to go jumping in the air to get it.
0-2 now. 0-2.
It was a horrible throw. It was to the shortstop side of the bag, and Ortiz had to go jumping for it to try and get it.
Come on. Fly ball to center.
Throw.
Yeah! He's going to catch that baseball! There you go! There you go! There you go! All right, Murph, you get another try. Do you like leads? Do you like leading a baseball game? I think I do. Yeah,
I do. I mean, lead would be good for once. I mean, we're going to the 11th now, so we'll see how this all plays out. So let's see. Last out was Contreras. So we're talking about Sanchez, Mitchell, and Hamilton.
And Sanchi with a home run already today.
Yeah, I mean, you can't look at him and go do it again like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Something tells me
you're
going to win this game. I told you that.
So it's the last out that runs, right?
Yeah.
That means Contreras is on second base.
Yep.
That's not a lot of speed, folks.
And you're not going to have, well, Pat Murphy wouldn't, is not going to have Sanchez bunt. That's not happening. Now, will Sanchez sort of give up his at-bat and hit one to the right side? I probably would doubt that.
He's definitely not bunting.
He's definitely not bunting.
I can promise you he's not going to be asked to bunt at this point.
But is he going to be pull happy on this at-bat?
Hell yes. He's going to try and hit another one. Yes.
That's what he does.
That's why you have him, to be your one lone source of power off the bench right now.
All right. This is getting interesting. All right. Do we have to take a break?
Nope.
All right, we're good?
We could sit through this at bat, and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
It's 6:33, so we got time.
All right, so we do have time. Yeah, we're here at the Wisconsin State Fair. What a beautiful night it turned out to be.
It's been a gorgeous day. There was rain in the forecast this afternoon, and we got like 5 drops maybe. Never even got the pavement wet. And that was it, and sun's been out ever since.
I don't know if they're listening, but maybe they're going to listen on the podcast. But I had a nice conversation with Lance, a big listener of ours. Dave stopped over and got a picture with us, and he's a big fan of the radio station.
Gary was over here earlier.
Gary,
too.
Yep. Yeah, it's been a steady drip. We love that, and I'd love to meet you guys here. And if you are here tomorrow, now the post game show won't be here tomorrow night. It's a late
night.
Nor
the leadoff show. Leadoff show at 8 o'clock. Post game all in the studio. We'll be out here tomorrow. Mason Crosby's show. Mitch Thunder Nelson will be out here noon to 2. I'll be out here 2 to 5 with Wisconsin Sports Daily.
But I'll be out here also with my band playing at 1 o'clock today.
Conviction. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock on the, I like this, the worst stage.
Oh, yeah.
That's an appropriate place for us.
It's funny because I was walking around earlier looking to see if I could find Conviction on any of the stages. I couldn't find the stage where you were, so
we're in the scorebook, though. That's kind of cool.
The worst stage? Do you know where in where it is in here?
No idea. I'm just going to have one of those little golf carts.
Aaron, can you see if you could find it on the state fair map where the worst stage is?
All right, Sanchez is up. And a 2-2 ball game, top of the 11th inning in San Diego. Runner at second base, nobody out. Gary Sanchez up. Morahone still in there.
Last pitch, I think, was 100.
There's 101. It hit the base. Left field corner. There you go. Contreras is in.
I don't know.
Like leads. I like the lead.
Hey, nobody knows what you just said. Can you slow down and tell us what happened, please? Thank you.
112 off the bat of Sanchez, hit the base.
Hit third base?
Did that? Yeah,
yes,
third.
It hit third base.
Third base. Third base, yep. Bag and rolled into the corner.
There you go. All right.
And so Contreras scores easily.
G1 Bay pinch ran.
For Contreras?
Yes.
So Sanchez is going to catcher, and they don't have a designated hitter.
Sanchez has been catching.
Oh, right. Well, then.
Yeah, so he's just the DH.
So he's just the DH.
Just the DH, okay.
Fine. And yep. It looks like the worst stage is, I don't know how accurate this is, located on Central Avenue and 2nd Street on the west side of the Central Mall.
Oh, that's relatively close.
Makes total sense.
I'll have to go. Right, next break, I'm going to go see if I can find it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do break. A scouting report.
Yeah, I will.
Get a scouting report. I understand it's not one of the. Oh, and a wild pitch.
Garrett there Mitchell like that.
Yeah. Now you put up a crooked number. You get out of this. I told you it felt like it was going to be a win.
It's not a win yet. Settle down. They still got a pitch.
And here's why. There was a lot of strategery
in this
game.
Wild pitch. So Sanchez to third.
Yep. So now you need to get that run in, period.
Well, being up 3-2 in the 11th helps. It would be nicer if it was 4-2 if they could get this guy in now.
Big time. Big time.
How about another wild pitch? Oh, he's stuck on the mound.
3-0.
That's your own mound, man. Yeah. Oh my God, Sensatella's up in the bullpen. Oh my Lord.
Abner must have been off limits.
What
today.
Are we doing?
Aaron, you agree?
He has to be. There's just no way Abner wouldn't be in this game by now.
Dude,
he is insane that he has not pitched if he's available.
Let's look over his workload.
He's not even wearing a jersey.
Your guy Morehan, whatever you call him.
Did we miss
him?
Dude,
he is a mess right now. He's stuck on the last two pitches. Mitchell better not swing. I mean, it's 3-0. He hasn't been close. He keeps sticking it with his cleat on the mound in San Diego.
Did we miss a report?
Oh, that was a strike.
That Uribe
no,
was...
there's nothing. I looked. I told
he's
you.
He's wearing pants and no jersey and no top.
So what has been his workload? Let's check that out after the break here. Brewers did take the lead. They're up 3-2 in the 11th, looking for more with a runner at third base. In the top of that 11th, one in and nobody out.
So let me ask you a question. You always talk about if I face the Brewers, I'd throw them junk. I wouldn't throw them any fastballs, right? Is really the key to beating the Brewers what Walker Buehler did, which is just pitch them inside all day? Is that really how you beat this team?
And there's a walk. Yeah, I think so. You stay in, you challenge them in, yeah.
And they can't figure it out?
Not when they're rolling like this, they can't. Uh-uh. So runners at the corners. All right, we'll take a break. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show that is on the way here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network mobile studios at the State Fair. And it's a Brewers lead looking for more in the top of the 11th. They could use this victory.
Come on, Brewers!
Might be an understatement.
Finish this!
We'll be right back. Stick around.
Sportsbook postgame show live at the Wisconsin State Fair inside the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Brewers take the lead here in the 11th, 3-2 over the Padres. Bases loaded as well. They just intentionally walked Cheerio to get to Bryce Terang.
Let's get an update, Aaron, on what are they with runners in scoring position now?
Two for 14.
With runners in, what is it?
Two for 14.
10 left on base today. 10.
If you go back to the start of that twin series, you might throw up when you hear the number with runners in scoring position.
I'll wait till I leave State Fair before I look at it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, welcome back. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show, Wisconsin Sports Radio Network mobile studios here. At the 175th running, is that the word I would use?
Is a horse race.
Okay.
Right? Wouldn't a running be a horse
state
race?
State Fair. 2-2 count on Terang with the bases juiced. One in already in that top of the 11th. So you got the lead. You like leads, and I would assume McGill is going to be back out there for the bottom half. I'm just guessing here because you never know with Murphy in this one.
Could use an insurance run, couldn't you, Tim?
It could with G2 Insurance, our friend in insurance. Absolutely could. And might get it. Okay. There's a foul ball. Work it, Bryce Durang. Come on, baby. Come on, Deuce. Come on, little Deucey.
Are you really
little
feeling
Deuce Coup?
I want it. Are you feeling confident about him right now?
Yeah, kind of. Little Deuce Coup.
Okay, that's good.
Ow, he struck out.
I wasn't.
Oh boy! But the good news is the Brewers take the lead. They've got it. They've got to work around, obviously, that runner at second base with nobody out. The problem I think a lot of managers have with only one run, it puts you in you're still in a walk-off situation.
That was a slider. He wasn't even close to it. It was a half-hearted swing. And now it's going to be Senzatella, who they know
is
like
it?
The back of, well, that's who was up in the bullpen when they showed during this half inning.
I think it might be McGill. What's his pitch count, Aaron, McGill's?
15.
15, I think you force feed it.
Well, he was sitting over there on the side without a hat on, sitting up watching, so I don't know.
Oh, man.
If it's Senzatella, they're going to lose this game. You got to put it down right now. If it's Senzatella, I think they're going to lose this game. They know him. They faced him with the Rockies how many times a year? This isn't a bunch of young guys in this lineup.
But he's a much better pitcher out of the bullpen, almost reinventing himself.
Fair enough, but they know his stuff. They know his stuff is my point.
They do.
You're not going to fool them. They have a history with this guy, each one of them.
They do. That's a great point. But Dustin May, you know, same deal.
Pitched
San
really
Diego
well.
Had history.
Yes.
Against May being in that West. So we'll see what happens. But the Brewers do have the 3-2 lead. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250 either before or after this one goes final. The text line has got to be having some vital organs moving around.
They're not happy today. They are not happy.
Why don't you read one or two?
That's got to be.
How do I pick?
There's so much. I mean, this is one of those games, though, when you come out of it with a win, it settles it all down. And most times, I will tell you based on experience, I don't know about you, Stevie, but me, based on experience, when I believe they've made a whole mess of strategic decision-making mistakes, they usually come back to win that game. And it just, there goes Tim Allen going on a rant. Oh, we'll pull that back because they won.
I'll tell you one thing right now that's going to have everybody become unhinged. If they lose this on a defensive miscue by, like, say, Hamilton at shortstop or something like that, I'm just telling you, fan base is going to become unhinged because you had the Bay fiasco already. Hamilton already had a problem today at shortstop. If it's another defensive miscue in this series against San Diego, I mean, that's what you've prided yourself on. Pitching and defense.
That's right.
Why guys like Joey Ortiz have been able to keep their job all year. Pitching and defense. And this is the first time, I think, tell me if I'm wrong, that Joey Ortiz has been at third while Hamilton's been at short. I don't think he started this all year.
Yeah.
And so clearly he's come around to maybe there is something to Joey Ortiz hitting the baseball at third base. Maybe he finally made that decision.
Got it. Hamilton got it. Oh, nice play from Hamilton for the first out. The runner moves to third.
You're killing me with this.
All right, here's some text. What are we even doing? This is as stressful and brutal as it gets. Bob from Oak Creek says, this Brewers team forgot how to play fundamental baseball. 414, this is by far the worst coach played series in the past few years. Every move Murphy made was wrong. Offense non-existent. They've been exposed and would be out of first by Sunday. Murphy's coaching like a drunken slow pitch softball manager.
Oh, okay.
That Hamilton play, I just finally saw it on the live stream. Why did he dive? He was in front of the ball. Why did you go to the dirt for? Hold on, they're showing a replay of this.
So that was off the bat of Machado.
Oh, he did not have to dive. He could have picked that with his glove.
But just better to be safe, you know, make sure. Yeah. That's like the Robin Yount Juan Nieves no hitter dive.
He's
better
just
to be safe.
Right. Well, he's just so fast, like he easily
so they intentionally walked to set up the double play. Brewers in this ballgame have turned four double plays. You're hoping for the fifth.
No, they didn't intentionally walk him. They hit him.
Oh,
they hit Ty France. Yeah, they hit him.
Well,
Senzatella hit him in the arm.
Why waste a pitch? Just do it. So there it is. By the way, Machado was 13 for 31 lifetime against Senzatella.
Really? I don't know if that hit him. I mean, they say it hit him. Can you challenge a hit batsman? Probably not.
I think so.
I don't know.
Did you see it? The ball didn't. I don't think the ball even changed direction when it hit him because it still got caught by Sanchez.
Well,
it's because they want to face Jackson Merrill so badly.
Is this Merrill? Yeah, this is Merrill.
And Chris Hook is out there to give words of advice.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
Beautiful day here at the Wisconsin State Fair.
It's gorgeous out.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I mean, this is one of those nights where, you know, standing around, beer in your hand, a corn dog or, you know, a ear of corn or whatever, and just catching some live music, all different types of music. I heard anything from Working 9 to 5 from Dolly Parton to Sweet Child of Mine from Guns N' Roses, and I heard Sister Christian. There was a band that played Sister Christian about an hour and a half ago or so.
Dedicated to Tim Allen.
Dedicated to me, yes. They did a nice job on it, too. So here we are, runners at the corners in San Diego in the 11th inning. If you want to watch reaction to this, you can jump on the YouTube stream or the stream.
Against Sensatella in his career, Merrill is 3-for-6 with a double and one RBI and 7 career plate appearances.
Oh, great.
Just Google that on the phone.
500 against him. Come on, get that ground ball now. Get back in that dugout and get on. You think they flatten? Now they probably take a bus to L.A.
Double play is still available, but Jackson Merrill runs okay. He's not a slow runner.
Come on, baby.
If you turn a double play, you're going to have to like turn it correctly and not be taking forever to make the throw.
Just out of play on a foul pop-up. Oh, man, that would have been big. All right, a 1-2 count on him. We'll take that.
What are we at, about a minute left?
Yeah, we got. Well, hopefully, this is going to be a win by the time we get out of here. Tick, 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 tick. Time is ticking away.
Brandon Snide, Brewers offense, 10-for-62 with runners in scoring position since the start of the Twins.
10-for-62.
That's what Snide said from the.
Are you kidding me? Yep. Thank you, Brandon. Wow.
All right.
We'll take a break here. Stick around. An hour to go. Want to get your reaction. When this one goes final, as we are broadcasting live here at the Wisconsin State Fair in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network Mobile Studios, Tim and Sparky, a 3-2 Brewers lead in the 11th, and the game hanging on, just hang on, just fight another batter, get him, strike him out, come on, Jackson Merrill up.
We got to go to break.
Caught in right, but that's going to score the run.
Tie game.
A great play.
Hey, baseball fans, the game is over. Welcome to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
It is a final from San Diego. The game and the series and the results are not good. Either one, the Brewers are swept after a 4-3, 11-inning loss in this third and final game of the series. Welcome in, everybody. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network mobile studios here at the Wisconsin State Fair. It's Tim and Sparky, and I don't even know where to start on this one.
74-47 after the loss.
74-47.
After the loss, 4-3. Well,
41 games remaining.
Yeah. I told you, Sensatella against this team was stupid. It was just a horrible, horrible decision to put him out there in this game on the road in San Diego. And on top of that, Murphy has been talking about the idea that, hey, man, he's not used to pitching as frequently as we like to pitch our bullpen pitchers, so it's going to take a little time for him to kind of catch up. Cool, but this wasn't the time in this game against this team in extra innings. Do it against the Dodgers when you're down 5-1 in the eighth inning. Pitch him then, but not here at this moment in time. I need to see if Uribe is healthy or not. That's what I want to know. Because if they say they're saving him for tomorrow in the Dodgers, when you don't even know if you'll even have the lead in that game to begin with.
That's right.
Holy crap.
Nicolay Law talking text line at 414-677-1250, a 4-3. Just really super, I don't even know what the word is, frustrating loss, almost humiliating the way that bullpen was handled at the end there.
Yep.
I mean, Dustin May deserved way better fate. And again, I'm going to point out of all of those things, Bryce Tarang, where are you going? What have we learned about base running in baseball over 21 years of doing this show? What have we learned? You don't make the first or third out at third.
I don't think these teams do that anymore. I don't think they care about that. And I don't know if there's analytics to say we shouldn't care about that or not.
I don't either.
I really don't think they care about that. In fact, I think they kind of make fun of people that say that.
You just don't make the first or third out at third or first or second at home. That's just a standard. That's just standard fundamentals. I don't know where he thought he was going there. You're already in scoring position. The other thing, I my phone blew up. I spent that entire commercial break going through text messages.
Yep.
I'm sure you did too.
Yep.
But one, I won't name names, but you guys know him, said that while Jackson Merrill was batting in the 11th there when he got the sac fly to tie it,
right?
They were showing his home run earlier on Brewers TV. They were showing his home run earlier in the
right before.
Yeah, the one that won the game.
Yes, in that at bat. Yeah. They definitely did. I saw it. Yeah, they showed that as he was coming up to at bat.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just rub it right in the nose. But where did this game go wrong? And as many question marks that you have about base running. Me, I have a question about not bunting. I have a question about not playing for the one run. I have a question about pitching changes. Why was it Patrick? Aaron Ashby's whip is too high to trust him high leverage right now, guys. It just is. I wish that weren't the case. But if the analytic department wants to take a look at a number, you might want to take a look at that number. Instead of just the wins are just happenstance for Ashby, and it is kind of cool sitting there with 13 wins as a reliever. But outside of all that, the offense in 11 innings scored you 3 runs. Again, a low total, a low number, and what is it now? Snide had it for us.
Oh, since the Twin Series?
The runners in scoring position since the Twin Series, which is your last 6 games. Your last 6 games, what are you at with runners in scoring position? Today wasn't good.
Now, this was updated at 6:51, so 15 minutes ago. Brewers offense, 10 for 62 with runners in scoring position since the start of the Twin Series. He was listening to us. That's why
he
said, don't puke, and then sent me the tweet that he put out. So thank you, Brandon Snide.
So let's do the math then. What would that average be? I don't know. 62 into 10.
I got a calculator on my phone. I think I can do it.
40-something? I don't know. Just guessing. Just
161.
So 161. 161 in 6 games. Now, And no wonder you're 2-4 in those 6 games.
Yep.
And now why are there some bullpen issues really compounding themselves seemingly on a daily basis?
Well, I mean, think about this for a second. So you go to the 6-man rotation, which is fine. 6-man rotation, do that, save your arms and all that stuff. But what happens is because you're short a person in that bullpen, now you're asking your pitchers who may be hung out to dry to continue to get hung out to dry because now you need them to throw X amount of innings before you can even think about going and get them. So when Harrison was getting smashed, they couldn't go get him. He couldn't because there's no days off till Monday. He had to let him be. So today with May, same type of deal. Like, okay, we're just going to pitch him. Now he's pitching well. You hoped it didn't turn into a Logan Henderson situation from Monday, but you were going to trust him and go out there. So he gets one batter, and he goes, okay, good enough.
That was it.
Now we got you.
But what was his pitch count?
But where is Uribe at? That's the thing that we all want to know, and I'm sure we'll find out in the postgame show because
I don't think
everybody wants to know.
He clearly was not available for whatever reason.
May finished at 83 pitches.
You couldn't go a little bit more on a crusty veteran like him?
Guessing he didn't want to get Logan Henderson. Again, I made that a verb, Henderson.
Logan Henderson.
Yeah, you don't want to have that happen again. That's 2 of the 3 games your starting pitchers gave you great performances,
and
you screwed them both up.
You should have won 2 of these 3
games.
Yeah, with any sort of offense. Any sort of offense. Come on. This is painful. I'm going to say it again. It's painful. Now, are they a better hitting offense than what they're showing lately? That's the real question. because as Christian Yelich has taught us, you're going to have bad runs like this. It's sure. going to happen. I understand that.
Yeah, you are. I mean, look, Garrett
but is
Mitchell
it bigger?
Was...
Is the problem bigger than that right now? Just a downslope. Is it a bigger?
It's a
problem?
Valley. It's a valley. They'll hit their way out of it eventually. When is that going to be?
Right.
I don't know. Could be September. They could suck for the rest of the month for all we know. I don't know. They could break out of it in this Dodgers series, win 3 out of 4, average 6-7 runs, and we go, okay, here
okay,
we go.
Back
we're back
track.
To normal. Here
yes.
we go, right?
Yes.
The Cubs fans are just demoralized and crushed because it's over again when they thought they were finally making up some ground. That's we don't know when it's going to come out of it. And if they don't come out of it, well, people are going to lose jobs at the end of the year. If this offense plays like this the rest of the year, and if they blow this division lead and everything that goes along with it, people are going to lose jobs.
Well,
not Murphy.
Working on it.
Not Murphy.
No.
But those hitting coaches are going to be toast.
Oh, yeah. They'll,
bye-bye,
they'll be,
Dan Vogelbach.
There'll be a shakeup.
Bye-bye.
There'll be a shakeup in there, and it'll be reallocating their position to something
Ty
else.
Runner on YouTube says, this is a pattern, not a slump.
That's the question, though. Is this now who they are with the injuries, things like that, or is it just... As Sparky said, a valley here. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. Trell, what's going on? You're going to be our leadoff hitter today as we're here at the State Fair.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
What's happening?
Hey, this is something that's been going on for some years now. And as great as the Brewers' pitching philosophy is, I'm sorry, their offensive philosophy stinks. And the biggest thing to the offense philosophy is they have this this thing that they're going to have a slap hitting team, and they got these metrics where they're top 10 and all the hidden metrics except power
with
the 30th.
Yep.
And if you're going to bank on having the 30th ranked power where a team can pretty much just pitch you the way they want to pitch you, and you think you're going to go in and year out and hoping that you're banking that you got a chance to actually win anything. One thing about power, it doesn't mean that you have to hit the home runs out. It's the threat of having the guys in the lineup who can do it.
That's true.
And the Brewers, yeah, Cheerio, hot, can hit it out. Yeah, in the playoffs, not counting on Yelich too much. Contreras, he can catch a pitch here and there. Where's the power at? And this is the thing. That's why this is not just a valley like Sparky said, even though I would agree they're going to bounce back throughout this season. But when the postseason gets here, we're going to see the same exact team that looks anemic offensively like we have for the past 2 years. It's going to be third year in a row. Unless they change their philosophy, and it's not all bad because they got power guys in the minors coming up. I don't know how fast they're going to get up here, but they got several power guys that are on their way up. So it's not bad. It's just going to be bad for the short term right here. But long term, they do have answers to this. But
correct. That's
right.
Exactly right, Trell.
How it's going to be.
Right.
Yep.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And you brought this up, Tim. Wasn't it last night you brought up of maybe these guys just knew this offense wasn't good enough, and that is why they didn't go all in for Skubal. And go all in to find somebody else. Maybe they just knew that this isn't going to be the year. We're not as close as people think we are.
We'll never know that.
Oh, we'll find out eventually.
Do you think?
Sure.
Okay, the other thing to think about that does balance that out. We say, well, San Diego has power, don't they?
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of it.
Well, what balances that out is good pitching. This game, this series here, you saw what power does. Power can go away. It's volatile. It can come and go. I think the contact, the on base is there. I'm a little...
Pretty sure that's all gone for the Brewers right now.
I'm pretty sure it's all gone
for the Brewers.
Where did they rank then in strikeouts as a team?
The Brewers?
Yeah.
I'll look.
Well, see, so that's... You know, typically they will get balls in play, and that's why it's sort of this fielder's choice. And, oh, he knocked in a run. Yay, golf clap. Golf clap,
yep.
They got a run. Or a sack fly. Get that thing in play now. But I have noticed the strikeouts starting to come on a little bit more. That could be because of pressing. 14th. So they're right in the middle of the pack.
So they've got 994 strikeouts on the season, the Brewers. The best team in baseball, Tampa Bay, at 850. The worst team in baseball, the Pirates, 1,145.
Ooh, yeah. So I have noticed just as of late, and I think that's because of pressing, they seem to be getting runners on base, though. That's what we've noticed.
Brewers are third in on-base percentage right now in baseball. Cubs are one, Dodgers two, Brewers three.
And look at their records. And that does help. And what equalizes power is good pitching. And we saw it that way in this series, two of the three games. Now, whether or not the Brewers can get on some sort of run in the postseason with slug, that remains to be seen.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Ginny Tonic, you're next here on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show after the Brewers lose to the Padres in 11 innings today.
Yeah, I'd swear, but I don't think I'm allowed to.
You are not.
I normally talk to Tim, but I want to talk to you because you're yelling, Sparky, what is going on in my brain.
That's nothing new.
Every day of my life. Ask my kids.
So what is going on with this team? Like, are we just, is it, are we folding now? Or is there, like, a curse of the West Coast? Or,
well, I mean, there's a couple of things, right? So, number one, the West Coast is always tough for anybody to travel to and play. The Cubs, the Cardinals, Pirates, I don't care who you are. It's always a tough deal to go on the West Coast and play. That's one. Number two is the 17-game stretch where they don't have any off days. They're dead dog tired right now.
They played 13 straight days as of today.
And you're in another time zone for what? The second time in 3 weeks. You were out west for a week. The schedule said, okay, now you get to go back home. Cool. Oh, guess what? Now we're sending your body back out west again for another week to mess with you again. This is just a horrible scheduling snafu, whatever you want to call it. And I think this team is just absolutely zapped at this point, Ginny Tonic.
Yeah, well, hold on. So I know you're not mad at me when you're yelling.
No.
But you said something about Vogelbach and the hitting staff or the bench there. So can you say more?
Sure. Thanks for the call, Ginny Tonic. So this is how this works, and we're just going to go over it nice and simple in how this works in baseball. There's always going to be, or any sport, really, baseball, basketball, football, doesn't matter. If you collapse at the end of a season, like we're saying, if this offense doesn't come back and they collapse, right? I don't think that's going to happen, nor does Tim. No. But if that happens and they collapse, we've seen Ned Yost teams do this for a number of years. If that were to occur, there's going to be scapegoats. Pat Murphy's not going to be the scapegoat. If this team doesn't finish because their offense averages like 3 runs a game the rest of the year, the hitting coaches are going to be the scapegoat at the end. We've seen hitting coaches be the scapegoat for, 30 years in Milwaukee, year after year after year, or pitching coaches, same type of deal.
Butch Weininger, we wanted to lynch him.
Oh, Butch Weininger. Whew, not good. But Mike Maddox for the Angels. Remember? We just said he got fired.
Just got fired.
And his two is and the bullpen and coach and the assistant
two
pitching
other
coach.
Coaches, yes.
Do you know why they got fired?
Well, Mozeliak has taken over.
Right. Mozeliak said he fired them not because of what the pitchers were doing, but because they weren't using the technology given to them to its fullest extent. See ya.
Yeah.
And Maddox has been a pitching coach forever in Major League Baseball. He did a great job in Milwaukee when he was here. And he got fired because he wasn't using what they wanted to use for advanced analytics and all the other stuff.
That's right. That's right. And you know, Brandon Woodruff was one that said, he had a tough time adopting that sort of thing, too. He wanted to read hitters. That was his biggest, his biggest thing. But that is a huge part of the game. And there are tremendous advantages to using that. But this six-man rotation, I mean, you might have a good argument that this six-man rotation might be the reason this bullpen is scuffling at times. Yep. It's not Uribe and McGill themselves. It's just not. Those guys are on such a run. Check those two boxes. You got them checked already.
Correct.
I know it's a chess game, and there's a lot of pieces around the board. When it comes to how many days in a row, I mean, do you really want to force feed him? Do you want him to cross over innings? Do you want to go with Patrick for an inning and a third or just two-thirds? And all of those things come into play. But this six-man rotation, I'm not sure I like it. Why are they doing it? Because it's sort of taking away the win-tonight mentality. It's sort of taking that away.
It absolutely is. Let's go to KJ. You're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show with Tim and Sparky. What's up?
Good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I'm not mad at the pitching. Dustin May pitched his butt off tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, he gave the Brewers everything they needed to win this game. It's the offense, guys. Come on. Stop. This is not an anomaly. This is a pattern. This is something that we've seen for a long time now. It's a trend. And I don't know how they're going to address it, but they need to address it. They had four double plays tonight. They had eight or nine walks, okay, in this game, and they couldn't bring anybody home, enough guys home to win this game.
This offense is struggling, and you can't paint that any rosier. You can't do that. You can't say, oh, well, leave them alone because their on-base percentage or their slug was good in May. The problem is you are frittering away a substantial lead in the Central. That is fact.
No more substantial lead.
That's what I'm saying. It's not substantial anymore.
Exactly.
And, of course, the Nationals just says timing would permit. They start a Major League debut guy tonight against the Cubs. The Nationals do. Great.
Yeah, and it looks like the Cubs may go on to win, and they're going to be the Brewers will be up three games. Now, the pitching matchups do not favor the Brewers, in my opinion, going into L.A., especially coming off this tough loss. You know what I mean? Their best chance of winning a game is obviously Miz. Other than that, they could come home with the big goose egg, guys.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
Right,
the 0-7 on this big seven-game West Coast trip. 0-7? No way.
We got to get to a break, but I want to point something out. You had me look up when was the last time this team had, like, a players-only meeting or whatever the case was.
Yeah.
So that was last year, remember, and I said it was August 20th. So let me play back August last year. They win 14 games in a row. They get the streak snapped by the Reds August 17th, okay? August 18th, they start what would be a five-game series with the Cubs. They beat the Cubs 7-0. They then lose a doubleheader on the 19th, 6-4, 4-1. They lose on the next day, the 20th, 4-3. So now they've lost three straight, and they're reeling a little bit.
Scoring four runs, one run, three runs.
Correct. And at that point now, they've lost four of the last five, with the only win
being that. Which is where they're at right now. They've lost four or five.
Correct. And then they have the players-only meeting after that doubleheader on the 19th, I guess it was. Oh, no, after the lone loss on the 20th, I should say. So that was three in a row to the Cubs, four of five. After they lost that game, 4-3, then they had the players-only meeting. They came back on the 21st. They won 4-1. They came back and beat the Giants 5-4 after that and then lost the next two to the Giants. But that's when they had their players-only meeting. They were scuffling in August and felt a need to calm everybody down and bring everybody together. Is this your moment now, prior to this Dodger series, maybe have that time now?
Absolutely, it should be. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250 as the Brewers fall 4-3 in 11 innings. A ton of angles and things to unpack in this one. If you guys want to add something to that text line, go ahead and do for it. If you want to participate in the conversation, jump on 414-677-1250. Tim and Sparky here. The 2026 Wisconsin State Fair. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network mobile studios.
Welcome back. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. See Sparky Fivery here with the franchise Tim Allen, who's off just, you know, talking it away by with a bad influence, Bonamago Jr. out of here. You can see shuffling behind right now on the screen if you ever wanted to see what Bonamago Jr. looked like. Hanging out here, this Brewers game here was something else, wasn't it? You lose this game in 11 innings, and we talked about it. Senzatella coming in, the Padres knew Senzatella from his time in Colorado. You knew that was going to be a bad play, and it ended up being a bad play. Now, that's not the only bad play. I'm still trying to figure out where Uribe is. And I'm still waiting to see, because somebody's going to ask, right?
Someone better.
Somebody. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, Kurt Hoag for sure, because he was the one that said intrigue.
It screams, hey, were you considering Abner, or was he off today? And he may have been off. We got to look at his game log. Let's look at his game log, though. See what kind of workload Abner Uribe might have been.
We're just going to get mad.
He pitched on Saturday, August 1st, then pitched on the 4th and the 5th, and then pitched on the 8th and the 9th. So last time he pitched was Sunday.
Sunday and then Monday.
Got 2 days off and was not available today?
No, didn't he pitch Monday?
Not according to this game log.
Well, you said 8th and 9th, wasn't the
9th? Yeah, Saturday, Sunday.
Today's the 12th. Is it today the 12th?
He pitched he pitched in the final two games of the Twins series.
So it's 8th and 9th, Saturday, Sunday.
Hasn't
you're right.
Pitched in the series.
You're right. Has not pitched in
the series.
Never
pitched him in the series.
Huh.
Because neither him nor McGill were available on Monday, remember? That's why they waited on Logan Henderson to go as long as he was. Then the theory was, well, they'll both be ready yesterday. Well, then they got blown out. So now here we are on Wednesday, and you still don't pitch Uribe.
If I'd have told you heading into San Diego that two of your starters, one would go 6 1/3 of two-run ball in San Diego, 6 1/3 of two-run ball, and the other would go 7-plus of one-run ball,
yep,
you should have locked in a series victory based on that knowledge alone.
Agreed.
So why the bullpen hiccups here? Well, I think it's twofold. It's selection of pitching, who you going with, against who, and then the other is the workload. It is the workload, guys. This six-man, during this stretch, that was game 13 of a 17 straight. We have to consider that. We can't judge all their talent on, they're not good. No, they're good, but they're just not only pressed into duty on a day in a row, all these days in a row, but also a six-man rotation where you're going one less reliever.
Right?
Hey, guys, Kurt Hoag just tweeted out 1 minute ago, Abner Uribe was unavailable today due to his workload in his last two appearances.
All right, so what did he pitch in his last two appearances?
Saturday 22, Sunday 33.
Yeah, pitch counts were up. So, I mean, when they make a decision,
doesn't matter what happens.
It doesn't matter the situation. So, win tonight or health?
So, I'm guessing he's available tomorrow. Right?
Assuming.
I'm assuming tomorrow he'll pitch?
If they get in that situation, I would assume so.
24 hours, he'll pitch 24 hours from now.
Okay. I would assume. 414-677-1250 on the Nicolay Law Talking Text Line.
All right, people. Let's see if we can get through a bunch of y'all. Mike in Kenosha, you're next on the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show after the Brewers lose to the Padres in 11.
I always feel hungover after that game. That was just awful.
That was.
Honestly, you got to start looking at the wild card standings now. They're not going to hold off. Be honest. Come on. And look, all that aside, talking about bullpen usage and six-man rotations and who you're using, it's a waste of breath. It doesn't matter. They can't hit. Of course the bullpen's worn out. Of course the starters are tired. They have to go out there and be perfect.
Mike, you're preaching to the choir. I get buddies calling me saying you are too rough on the offense. I've been rough on this offense for a while.
You can't be rough enough on this offense. Bullpens give up runs sometimes. Guys are unavailable sometimes. That's what every team goes through. But other teams can score runs. When's the last time they scored 6 runs? When's the last time they had a 3 or 4 run inning? It's putrid. And I'm at the point where I mean, you can call me crazy. I know they're still in first place and they have a great record. Mm-hmm. I think it's to the point where they need to get to the offseason and they need to overhaul everything they do with their offensive approach, or they're going to ruin these prospects that are coming up. I look at Churio hit. He looks like all the other guys that have been on this team, taking strikes right down the middle. No approach, no idea. You had against Mason Miller. He walks, and Mason Miller's a great pitcher. I'm not expecting to score runs off of him, but he walks the bottom of the order. You got first and second and one out, and Churio comes up. And he takes 2 fastballs right down the middle. Yep. I mean, what are we doing? Do you want to hit? They walked 10 times today and scored 3 runs. That's it. That's almost impossible to be that bad.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. Okay, thanks for the call. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
To your runs question, they scored 6 runs on August 7th, lost to the Twins 8-6. The last time they scored 6 before that was a win on July 31st at the Angels 6-2. Those are the only two times they've scored 6.
But also, look at all the 2s and 3s and 4s on the board.
Sure, in August. In August.
3s and 4s.
All right, August 1st, 3 runs. August 2nd, 0. August 3rd, 3 runs. August 4th, 4 runs and a win. The 5th, 4 runs and a win. This is the Pirates series. The 6th, 5 runs and a win. They lose 8-6 to the Twins, and they win 4-3. They win 4-3, lose 3-2, lose 11-2, lose 4-3.
2-2-3 in this series.
Yep. Not good.
2-3. Wow.
Not good. All right, back to the phones we go. Nate on the east side. You're next with the franchise, Tim Allen.
Hey, guys. Well, I think we need to keep in perspective here that every team in baseball goes through a stretch like this, including the Dodgers and the Braves. The hitting is frustrating to watch. We all know. But it's going to happen at some point. Obviously, you hope it's not going to happen in the playoffs, but if you're feeling bad about this, as we're fans, just look at how the Dodgers have been doing the last couple of weeks, and I think we'd all feel better.
And they're not panicking.
That's true.
There's no panic coming out of the clubhouse in L.A. None. They just keep saying, no. We know we're really good. We'll be fine. No panic. We're freaking out.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've won the division, what, 3 or 4 years. The lead's getting a little bit, shortened, but I would be shocked if they blow it. I mean, Mike was getting a little bit, the previous caller, concerned about it, but I think this is going to be as close as the Cubs get.
Okay, let's hope so.
They're going to cool off, yeah.
I like it, Nate.
Let's hope so, Nate.
Thanks for the call. Justin in North Carolina, you're next. Sorry, Tim.
Justin, yeah, you can join this conversation, too. That ball strike recognition that Murphy always refers to, Mike had said, going back to Mike's call, overhaul how they approach their offense. The ball strike, and you will hear Murphy oftentimes talk about it's ball about ball strike recognition. How about doing some damage? Whether, you know what I mean? How many times has it been, and maybe it's just the announcers that want to pretty things up a little bit, but how many times has it been where that was a good pitch, but Cronenworth just got the head on it and got barrel to it.
Right.
That was a good pitch, but Spencer Horowitz got to it. That is there a connection between ball strike recognition and what I mean, I think it was a couple of years ago where, I think it was Yelich I heard him say, or some of these players say, you really only get one pitch to hit per at bat.
I
don't know if that's the right kind of philosophy. I want conviction. I want
your band's playing tomorrow. Aren't you going to get that tomorrow at 1 o'clock on the worst stage? I swear to God, that's the name of it.
Balls hammered. Hammer them, whether they're in the zone or not. If you're on a good roll, I'll tell you what. Years ago, when my son was playing youth baseball, one of the things that I learned from Craig Counsell, and that was bat to ball skills is the one thing your son should be focused on, wherever that pitch is.
Yep.
Now, you can correct some habits a little bit later on. Hey, you shouldn't be swinging at that thing. It's 2 inches off the plate, and it's down. But the fact that you can get a bat to it and recognize that I'm confident my bat's going to hit that ball, whether it goes foul or fair.
Correct.
At least that tool is in your arsenal. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, man. I mean, either way you spin it, man, it's lipstick on a pig. Like, I'm absolutely frustrated. I feel like this is the worst game that Murphy has managed this entire year. He peed down his legs. The Brewers peed down their legs in this series. Outmanaged, outhit. And this is on the front office. I hear you guys keep talking about this six-man rotation. I think you're in agreement with me. It's absolutely foolish. It keeps happening. Bullpen is short arm now. Win today. That's out the window. We punt games. We punted this entire series. And by the way, hey, Bay Bay is still on his roster. He can't catch a damn baseball at second base. And you had Eddie Leonard, who was just released by the Giants. Pick him up. He never got a shot for the Brewers. I'm so frustrated. And some of these callers are right. Everybody's going to go through this type of stretch. Yeah, they are. The only problem is Craig Counsell and the bumps on the north side of Chicago are breathing down our
They are. Yeah, they are, Jason. Yeah, you're breaking
Justin.
Up a little bit.
That was
or Justin.
Justin.
Yep. Justin
me,
yeah.
3-5 down, I'm gone.
All right, 4-3 in 11 innings. The Brewers get swept in San Diego.
Let's. We're just trying to get through all these, all because we're done at 8 o'clock. I don't want to leave anybody sitting on hold. Rich and Racine, you're next here with the franchise, Tim Allen, after the Brewers get beat in 11 innings in San Diego and get swept.
Hey, guys, great show as usual. But I want
thanks,
you to
thanks.
Give me a minute here. I got a couple things I want to say. Sometimes I do get cut off. But let me tell you one thing. Replayed it four times. That was a pass ball by Sanchez.
Yes.
Terang, what the hell are you thinking? What are you thinking? This is baseball, not Little League baseball. Murphy, he was saving Uribe for the Dodgers series. And another thing, the pitching coaches around the league know the Brewers go after high fastballs, don't hit them, and they know they can't hit a slider down. It's basic baseball. They're getting out-coached. This is not on Murphy. They're getting outcoached because they're just stupid because you can't hit a high fastball out of the ballpark and you can't hit a low hanger. It was just like Ortiz today. What is he thinking on that last at bat? He swung at every pitch.
Yep.
He swung at every. You got to have some brains up there. Come on, guys. I love this team. It's great that they are where they are, but they're losing it. They're losing their confidence, and it shows so deeply when you look at their faces. They're out of it. Something's got to break.
Yep, Rich, you're right. It's flat. It's down. There's some confidence issues, and I will say this. I'm glad you said that, because I was just about to summarize for all the. I get just as angry as anybody. You guys know that. Stevie does too. I mean, you do too. I shouldn't have to disclaim this, but I'm going to.
Thanks for the call, Rich.
It in no way, shape, or form means we don't love this team. It just doesn't mean that. But they're a really good baseball team playing really bad right now. They are.
But, I mean, he was right on what he said on the description. They do swing at high fastballs, and no, they cannot hit them.
Yep.
He's 100% right. That's been going on all year.
Bat-to-ball skills. It's bat-to-ball skills, and I, you know, sometimes I wonder the same thing. On, you know, we all wonder about strategy, but doesn't it, at the end of the day, come down to sheer, raw, talented players? You can help them along the way. You know, you can help increase a little velocity, but you're not going to increase it a lot. That comes from within.
But well, hold on. Now we're questioning talent. They've been sitting up here with the best record in baseball. They're top five in like average on base percentage.
At a much
all that.
Higher level, we're splitting hairs on talent. We
know
they're talented.
So we agree. We're really nitpicking at the top level,
and that's what we want because they've graduated to that. They've raised that bar for us.
Well, maybe that's as far as his talent goes then. And again, maybe Matt Arnold knew that. And that's why you didn't go get Scooble.
To go over the top, clearly they need to be better than what they are now.
Offensively. Yes.
Offensively.
Correct.
Outside of that, I think their defense is good enough, although it's been a little down this year. Their defense is good enough. Their starters are good enough. Their bullpen is good enough. Very powerful. And you can cite you can do the eye test, or you can cite the numbers on that.
Right.
Offensively, collectively, scooping in the whole season, sure. You could have some respectable outcomes with numbers there. But to get over the top, to play with the big boys, then that's what we're talking about here. Not that they're a bad, you know, I mean, we all have our bugaboos here. Would I start David Hamilton? I think he's an exceptional utility player.
A bench player in the playoffs.
Exceptional.
Yes.
See what I mean? Exceptional.
But you're starting him.
But as a starter, you can't say he's exceptional.
Oh. Did you hear Kurt Hoke today on the leadoff show? So at the end of the interview, I asked Kurt Hoke. Well, first, I brought up Yelich. And I said, hey, do we know what's wrong with Yelich? Like, have you guys asked Yelich? He's like, I invite you to come down to the clubhouse, and by all means, you go ask Yelich about his back and see what happens once you bring that up and go back and forth. I said, well, I'm not going to be intimidated.
So I mean, does that mean he
Corey
did or
Hart,
didn't?
Prince Fielder, everybody else, whatever. I'm guessing that it's just pretty much off limits is my guess because Yelich doesn't want to talk about it. That's my thought based on what he said. But he said, according to Murphy and those guys, he's fine. So, okay, fine. Later in that interview, I asked him about Luke Adams. I was like, hey, man, Luke Adams wasn't in the ballgame last night in Nashville. Like, we get to L.A., are we going to see Bay go? Adams comes up. He platoons with David Hamilton. He said, did you not see the J.R. Radcliffe tweet or whatever? And I was like, no. J.R. Radcliffe, training sports reporter, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, been around forever.
Yep.
He was at the game in Nashville. Adams was warming up and, like, went down with, like, a back pain or something. And that's why he wasn't in the lineup last night.
Yikes.
So he ain't coming up.
To ask somebody about their health can be a fool's run at times.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't want to talk about it because I'm sure he's sick of talking about it.
Well, I will say this, that over the years, and I'm not going to name the players, but I've been just flat out lied to. When I ask the question,
lie to the media all the time.
Well, I don't know. On the health issue alone, mm-hmm. Are you sure everything good? Arm feeling okay? Elbow good? You know, just real kind of nonchalant. Right. Elbow's good. And there were two examples out in spring training in Arizona over the years. I won't name the names.
No.
But, feel great. Ball's coming out fine. Everything's great. That same day they were shut down because of arm issues.
Twice.
I'm like, I'm in the hotel room throwing my arms up saying, wait a second. What, are you kidding? All right, we'll take a break, come back. It's the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network mobile studios here at the Wisconsin State Fair. Aaron Morse doing a fine job at the control headquarters. It's Tim and Sparky after a rough series and a rough loss today, 4-3 in 11.
Say big on your.
Who gave the crew some breathing room? What play was it? It's time for the insurance run of the game. Brought to you by G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance. On the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Well, I don't know if they got any insurance runs in this game because they didn't win.
No.
4-3 loss, but they didn't get shut out. How about it ensured they had power since Sanchez hit a homer?
Sure.
Is that what we're going with?
They ensured a loss and they brought Senzatella in the 11th, like Sparky said.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah,
okay.
How about that?
All right.
Does that work?
That might work.
Yeah, yes. That works.
This portion of the program brought to you by G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance. Running a business is like a championship run. One bad hit can take you out of the game. G2 Insurance Services specializes in keeping your business and reputation protected. They offer tailored solutions for restaurants, professional liability, and workman's comp. And they represent top carriers like Erie to find the best combination of and coverage and price. Defensive mind your business deserves. That's G2 Insurance Services in Brookfield, online at g2ins.com, your friend in insurance. So that'll button things up here at the State Fair after this brutal loss, but really a brutal series. And are we supposed to be happy?
No.
No. No. Does it mean we don't love the team? Nope. It means we love them. Is there a little bit too much panic, maybe? I'm still on the slightly concerned side.
There is overdone panic right now.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm concerned.
Panic. Yes.
Oh, I'm concerned.
It's absolutely overdone. But again, they could get swept. I tell you, do you know who right now is looking like a swami? Brandon Snide. Brandon Snide, 9 to noon on Monday, looked me straight in the face on his show and said, Sparky, people are mad at me because I think the Brewers and Cubs could be switched in the standings in the next week or so. And we all said, you're nuts. You're absolutely crazy. I swore at him off the air. You're crazy. And here we are. Three losses later to the Padres. Cubs are up on the Nationals right now. I mean, by next Tuesday, Wednesday, he might be right if they can't win a game in L.A.
Well, I'm going to use my vibe and say that the Brewers get at least two wins in this series against L.A. How's that sound?
You better get one of these drone and gasser games.
Take the series. Come on, baby. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. Thanks to our engineering and promotional staff
here. Will and Sam, good job.
Will and Sam, you guys, great job here at the State Fair as always. Aaron, nice job back at the studio there. And you guys are going to be back tomorrow, correct?
Yep, Mason Crosby Show, noon to 2, Mitch Thunder Nellis. I'll be out here 2 to 5. And Conviction, the band is playing, I heard.
At 1 o'clock, my band will be playing out here 1 o'clock on the worst stage. I know. That's W-U-R-S-T
sure
stage.
It is. Sure it is.
All right, for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, my name is Tim Allen. There will be better days, and on the way out here, I'll remind you, smile, Wisconsin. Bob Uecker is smiling back.